Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help you?
Yes, I have a couple of charges on my credit card that I don't understand. What kind of business are you?
Okay, I can check and see if you have any type of order with us. What's your zip code?
What kind of business are you?
We're a customer service department for multiple companies.
For who?
We sell skincare, weight loss. We sell multiple products, sir. I can check and see if you have an account with us. What's your zip code?
34232.
34232. Okay, and what's the first and last name?
Cups, K-U-P-S, Terry.
Okay, I do have an account for you. And verify your address, please.
4929 Lethal Lane, Sarasota, Florida.
Yes, so I show here on April the 3rd, you ordered the Mel Enhancement and the Nitro Oxide
A what?
Booster. Mel Enhancement. The Onyx.
No, it was supposed to be free.
Correct. April 3rd.
And I don't have anything. And I don't have anything. I never received anything. And you're a fraud. Or the company you're representing is a fraudulent company. I got like $180 worth of charges.
Right, sir. The original order that you placed, you paid $6.70 and $7.45 to cover the shipping and handling, and also for a 14-day trial. Because you did not cancel in 14 days, you were charged the retail price for those items. This is not a new shipment. This is the full retail price
for the
trial.
That's fraudulent. Absolutely fraudulent.
Okay.
I want it taken off of my credit.
Unfortunately, sir, I'm sorry that you feel that the charges are fraudulent, but we do tell you those terms and conditions when you place the order, that it's a 14-day trial and you'll need to call to cancel before you're charged automatically the retail price.
Who do I call to cancel this shit?
As far as the charges, there is no one that can cancel the charges. We have a strict no refund policy, which means that all sales are final.
Oh, fuck you! No refund policy! What are you, nuts?
Yes, sir, that is the policy. All sales are final, but I can't...
I don't give a fuck what your policy is. I didn't receive anything. I didn't ask for anything. And you sent me nothing.
The trial was delivered to your address on April the 8th at 1240.
No, it wasn't.
By
it
United
wasn't.
States Postal Services. And I do have that valid tracking number showing that information.
What a bunch of fucking bullshit. What would your mother say if you were working for a company like this? Are you nuts? Who's the company?
This is
Hello?
For Onyx. You have an Onyx Testo and an Onyx Nitric Oxide Booster.
Onyx, do they have a phone number?
You're speaking with the customer service for their company.
What?
You're speaking with the customer service for their company.
Okay. Well, I'm having it removed from my credit card. I got news for you. And I'm going to report it to the, that it's a fraudulent charge.
Okay, well, sir,
you
got to
be nuts.
I understand that you're stating it's a fraudulent charge, but if you go back and review those terms that you agreed to, it does state that
I didn't agree to anything. I didn't agree to anything like that. Is there a number for this Onyx place?
We are the customer service department to represent the company, sir.
Well, guess what? I didn't receive anything. I don't want anything. And I'm sure not going to pay this bill.
Okay, well, I show here that the United States Postal Service is delivered to you on April 8th, but if you don't have the product,
they
we can
showed
offer...
you showed wrong. They showed wrong. I didn't receive anything.
Okay,
I never
so
signed
can...
for anything, did I? No, I didn't.
You don't have to sign to receive the items by mail, sir. But what we can offer
what
to
a rip
you
off. Holy.
Go ahead, sir. I'm not going to speak over you. Go ahead.
I'm not paying for this. I'm going to report it to my credit card, the credit card company. I never did any of this stuff. I'm going to report it as a fraudulent charge.
That's fine, sir. That is totally fine. What your bank is going to do...
Oh, obviously you're used to doing this, Biff. It's so fine.
What your
the
bank
charges
is...
are fine. You know, why are they fine? Because you must have everybody trying... You're trying to screw everybody for $180?
No,
are you fucking nuts?
It's fine because the terms or conditions are listed, sir. What your bank is going to do is contact our department. We will have to provide the terms and conditions showing that it is a 14-day trial, as well as the tracking number showing that the item was delivered to your address. We also have to verify your address along with more information, and once it matches you, they will not be able to remove any charges. So if you want to take that route, you're more than welcome to take that route.
Fucking A, I'm going to take that route. What do you think you're doing? You can't just rip people off. What the hell are you doing?